Psychiatrist never said what was wrong with me. He said I wasn't mad or anything. He said I had a four-faceted multiple personality disorder. Sounds mad to me. Things used to be all right, huh? Though my mum did get a bit mad at me old man when he'd come over with enough pioneers to feed an army. She said that eels live on sewage. Yeah? Well, my old man must have been full of it because he'd eat the old bloody lot. He'd get out of his brain on booze. I don't think he ever twigged I was out of my brain on speed. Each to his own sewage. Why should I care? I've got to cut my head out. I've got to move with the fashion of the outcast. I know I should fight, but my man, he's really alright. And I'm still living at home, even though that won't last. Kids at school have parents to see, so I'm naturally cool. And though I don't want to hurt them, my folks want me their way. I clean my room and my shoes, but my mother found a box of blues. And there doesn't seem much hope they'll let me stay.
The 6 o'clock news. The riots in seaside resorts on the south coast yesterday led to the deaths of three young people and several youths and bystanders in treatment for serious injuries. Shop windows were smashed and several cafeterias and hotels in Brighton were closed after a gang of nearly 1,000 youths entered the Grand Hotel in pursuit of two leather-clad robbers.
It was the last straw. When my mum found out I'd been at Brighton, she went potty. So I told her I was leaving. And she cheered up immediately. As I stood at the front door, my whole life in front of me, I took a glance at myself in the hallway mirror. Must have been the come down. I was a mountain of paranoia. So I popped a few more uppers and I went to a high numbers gig. But I went on the wrong night. Things didn't turn out quite as I expected. quite like the Godfather. No, I didn't mind them old rockers, as long as they stayed up on stage. Best of all, though, for me, were the Iron Numbers. They weren't mods, but mods liked them. They smashed up so much gear, nobody believed it was real. I could have done that. In the state I was in, I thought I was all of them. I felt really different the next day.
Every year is the same. I feel it again. I'm a loser. Got a chance to win. These stars fall. Come down this card. Lonely starts sinking in, but I won. I have won. I can't see that this is me. I won't be lost.
It was a joke. Trying to sleep on the street. Saw one of the Iron Numbers and he shouted, "How you doing?" Like he remembered me. "Working?" he said. I hated it when people said that. Of course I wasn't working, I was still at fucking school. I soon fixed that though. I got myself a job. But it was dirty. I was making £10 a week. That's only £2 less than my Uncle Simon. And he's been driving buses all his life.
You are one of us.
thought I could save them. The blokes I was working with. Poor bastards. Fuck them. Save yourself. They can't leave. They got families to keep. They think the town hall's a cathedral and the mayor's a pope. They deserve all they get. I wanted to be a hero, but was it all in my head?
Is it in my head? Oh, Why should I care? Why should I care? I took about 20 leapers at once, got a first class ticket to Brighton, and I set off to the land of my dreams.
Why should I care? Why should I care?
To think that Brighton was fantastic. The sea looked so gorgeous I felt I could jump into it and sink. I wandered around thinking about that summer of 64. 2,000 mods driving up and down on scooters. But now I was on my own. It was the end of the season. The place was almost deserted. My poor scooter. That had seen the last of the Brighton promenade. We'll be right back. I remembered the Ace Face dance. The old place would be dancing to some stupid dance he just made up. That's power for you. Why the fuck did I look up to people like that? Why did I need heroes when what I really wanted was to belong? He was like Fred Astaire. He was like Fred Astaire with a sawn-off shotgun. The ace face, that is. I saw him later that day. For a moment, it cheered me up. He was working in the biggest hotel in Brighton. But he wasn't a fucking manager.
Where I'm living, where I'm living, where I'm living.
I was in a pretty blasphemous mood by the time I left Brighton. It had cheered me up, but then it had let me down. My folks had let me down. Rock had let me down. Women had let me down. Work wasn't even worth the effort. But I never thought I'd feel let down by being a mod. Schizophrenic? Ha! What a laugh! I remember thinking, Christ, it must be all right to be plain ordinary mad. So I stole this tiny little boat with an outboard motor and I set out to sea. Of the boat, waves crashing around me. I took a swig of this Gilby's gin on board. It did me right in. On top of the pills and the come down, I was seeing things. It was fucking amazing.
Is it me for a moment? The stars, the stars. Is it me for the moment?
sound of the engine turned into music.
Like the sort of noise you'd expect when you're in heaven. I was floating. I was nearly delirious. I switched off the engine and jumped onto the rock. The music stopped. I remember the come down I had. Felt sick from the booze. The sea was splashing all over the place. There was thunder in the distance. That's how I ended up there. The bleeding boat drifted off and I got stuck on the rock in a pissing rain with my four eyes flashing before me. I was an ace face, a tough guy. I was Mr. Jim, a romantic. I was a bellboy. Carry a bag, sir. Finally, I was ordinary old Dr. Jimmy again. Yes, I was those things. Schizophrenic? Ha! I was being quadriphenic. something really big had happened to me. Not an end, not a beginning, but at last I knew what I needed. And I knew where to look for it.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for your support. Good of you that we play you a few things now. You'll be a bit more familiar with from the radio. We don't do a lot, but we do enough with it. And we kind of got into a bit of a groove with this, so anybody that's seen this before will see it again. So unbelievably beautiful, this area. silent commentary going on there.
Thank you.
next month or next week, you can see Garth Brooks for nothing. I like him. Let me introduce to you this band. You know, we did Quadrophenia originally as an album back in 1973. So it's great to be here, hawking it to new people all over again because it's a great record. The Who at their peak, I think. And it was difficult to do back then, and it's so much easier today. And it's great that you're supporting us the way you are. We're so grateful, really. And it's been pretty much pleasure all the way for us, really. So this band, they've been put together by my very good friend here. This is our music director, Mr. Billy Nichols! I'll begin with the brass section. Quadrophenia is swarming with brass on the record. It's all played by John Emerson. Here tonight, it's played by this wonderful brass section. We've got a mixture of guys from the UK and guys from here in the USA. They're led by Mr. Neil Sidwell. And going second next to him is Nick Lane. Dennis Farias. Simon Gardner. And last but not least, Ryan Weekend. Covering a lot of the special effects that are on the record and a lot of the special effects that we're using to support the story. And playing beautifully as well as ever is my very good friend. This is a keyboard technician and musician, wonderful guy, John Kerry. And on rock and roll piano, I met this man in 1976. He wandered into an album I was making with Ronnie Lane, the late Ronnie Lane. And this is the greatest rock and roll piano player in the world, in my humble opinion, and I should fucking well know. From Texas, John Rabbit Patrick! On guitar, I love this bit. This is a great treat for me to be able to introduce to you somebody that's playing so beautifully and so cleverly and so out front. This is my brother, Simon Townsend. Drums is always difficult to deal with in The Who. You know, Keith Moon was a legend, a lunatic, and unfortunately isn't with us today. And we've had some great drummers play with us over the years, and we've had some great drummers not play with us over the years when we haven't been playing. And a lot of the reasons that we haven't been playing are to do with the fact that, you know, Keith Moon is not around anymore, and it's difficult to know what to do when he's not around. This gentleman has kind of saved our bacon in so many ways, particularly on Quadrophenia. We needed somebody that really brought something fresh and vital to this piece. This guy, Lou Keith, worked with him a lot. This is the extraordinary Zach Stuckey! Thank you. so much. Thank you very, very much. So much. Great.